USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The former president of Ukraine is sharing a message with the world. Don't trust Vladimir Putin or be afraid of him. Petro Poroshenko making the comments as the war between Putin's Russia and Ukraine is now more than 2 months old. This as State Department spokesman Ned Price is dismissing any talk from Russia over a possible nuclear conflict.
I think we're hearing this from the Russians, and we've heard similar statements from the Russians for some time now, primarily for one reason. It is a means to distract.
Disney is claiming Florida's move to dissolve its special self-governing district is illegal. The Miami Herald reporting Disney sent a message to shareholders saying that eliminating the Reedy Creek Improvement District violates a pledge the state made when it enacted the district in 1967. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, neighbor. Pat Boone here. You know, they say every dark cloud has a silver lining, right? Well, today I'm going to prove it. Rising political and economic uncertainty is increasing market volatility. This flight to safety is pushing up gold and silver prices like never before. So, to help protect listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer. Historic silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of just
$12.50 each delivered.
That's right.
$12.50 each delivered.
While supplies last. Call 800-289-2646 now, which spells 800-BUYCOIN by coin. Put a silver lining in your portfolio now. Call 800-289-2646 or online at SwissAmerica.com, 800-289-2646, and you can tell them Pat Boone gave you the number.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is threatening retaliation against countries such as the United Kingdom if they continue to arm Ukraine against the Russian invasion. At a weekly House Democratic Caucus press conference, Caucus Chair and Congresswoman Hakeem Jeffries says there is bipartisan support in the House for legislation to support Ukraine against the Russian invasion.
We will stand by them until victory has been won.
A former Marine who's been held captive in Russia since 2019 is finally on his way home. Spokesman for the U.S. State Department Ned Price saying Trevor Reed's release is a testament to the Biden administration's commitment to bring home Americans who were unjustly detained around the world. Price confirmed a U.S. official met with a freedman and said he's in good spirits and ready to be reunited with his family. More news at USAradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The Supreme Court is hearing arguments on whether Oklahoma should once again have jurisdiction to prosecute crimes committed on Native lands involving Native Americans. Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt tells Fox and Friends that he believes jurisdiction should be expanded.
We have lost the ability to enforce law and order if there's a Native victim involved. So that's what this case is about.
An investment firm that took the world by storm over the past 2 years is laying off some of its employees.
Robinhood Investment Company is laying off about 300 employees. That equals about 9% of its full-time workforce. The CEO called it the right decision to improve efficiency and to make Robinhood more responsive to its customers' changing needs. The company went public last July and its value peaked about $85 a share. Wednesday morning, it's hovering around $9.50 a share on the NASDAQ. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson, who's running for re-election this year, tells Fox News that he believes that Democrats are using dark money to target his campaign.
They can't run on their record, obviously. They can't run on their open borders and 40-year high inflation and record gas prices and the embarrassing and dangerous surrender in Afghanistan. All they can do is tear other people down.
Johnson holding his seat is key to Republicans taking back the Senate. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.